I think the decision between Microsoft and versus open office systems is every time an issue. Apparently, everyone knows better than the other one. Just like in football, I think, where every fan could coach the national team. That's what I have seen in Munich 1 year before. In our case, Munich City Council was not just faced with a decision between operating systems, but had to grapple with fundamental question of monopoly or democracy for richer or poorer. This issue stirs and polarizes people. At first sight, both systems are most equivalent. It's not that Windows is better or Linux is poorer or on the other way. The Greens dealt very carefully and openly with a decision in the last weeks after, in the last weeks last year. After the first reaction and hooray, the monopolist loses, David wins against Goliath, skepticism grew as a municipal department spoke out the doubts, because the 16,000 employees on their 13,000 computers who now had to work with the system stood at the center of the decision and not the technical discussion. The primary basis for the council decision was a study from the company Unilog. It recommended Linux. According to a point system, the open source solution even came actually on the out on top. Then Microsoft, and that's a Microsoft story from Munich, then Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer broke off his skiing vacation to fly to Munich personally in order to improve their offer. Our major, Christian Ude from the Social Democrats, is said to have asked Ballmer again and again, what else can you offer? Until Microsoft's bid was, purely from the financial side, clearly the better buy. After that, the consultants from Unilog now actually recommended moving over to Windows XP. I have to give you some information about the cost overall. I think I can do that. I can't tell you about the details because it's not allowed to me to explain you the details. But it costs Windows migration to Windows XP and the migration to Linux and OpenOffice and all that stuff costs about 30 million euros each. The difference is that the cost from Microsoft is for the licenses, and the cost for the migration to that open software is teaching the people, teaching our employees, and for that on top programming stuff we have to do. So it's more easy for Microsoft to lower the price than for the open source software. But, and that was why we have the next big company in Munich, IBM, get together with SUSE and give up another bid. All that the new Linux offer still costs approximately 3.2 million euro more than the Microsoft offer. But in the overall long-term view, and that's what important for us, taking a qualitative and strategic criteria into account, the bids stood even. The delegated city council committee, it's a smaller council, decided on May 21st to accept, in the last year, to accept no further offers in order to be able to decide based on understandable and reliable information. Microsoft's offer to take off another 7 million euros from 30 million, you know, 7 million from 30 million, one day before the crucial council session was therefore no longer considered. For tight municipality like Munich, 7 million is a lot of money, but such a strategic decision reaching far into the future should not go to the highest bidder in the last second, as if one is on a Istanbul market or something like that. The central question for us is Linux and is open source software good enough for a city administration such as Munich? is it a system only for computer geeks, or can it be also be operated by normal laymen? These questions were of central importance, and with time, both parties with have a majority in Munich, the Greens and the Social Democrats, became over even more confident. Linux is good, a sophisticated system with all the features, easy to learn, Windows-like, compatible with Word and Excel. By the way, we had four main points why we decided for the open source solution. The first, we heard it before again and again, it's the security advantages of open source codes. I won't tell you about that more. The second one is the question of market or monopoly. And I think we made the decision with the knowledge that if we, a city of Munich with 1 million people with computers for 16,000 employees, if we made this migration to Linux and open source office, we will do a very important point in these discussions we do here now. And that's in the market where Microsoft controls these word processing and spreadsheet programs with more than 90%. And we have now with Munich, and we will have it in the future, this big firm, that big thing, we can do a very big point against this monopoly, I think. That was very important for us as parties, like the Greens and the Social Democrats, because that's something we could tell the people very good. You should take this back to the people in your countries. The next point was the cost advantages. The price war in the last days before the decision proved above all one thing. There was still room to bargain for Microsoft. The council's considerations, however, were aimed rather at a somewhat more long-term view. What is in 5 years? What is in 10 years? By Windows 2010, in 5 years for, again, 30 million euros. Can one then not assume that an open source solution will always come cheaper? The Greens are convinced that the decision for Linux is more economical on a middle and long-term basis. Specialized technical applications and major changes will not cost money now, but further upgrades in open source software can be made easily, and at the best, the city will always be up to date. The situation would be completely different in Microsoft. The next upgrade will be necessary in 2008 with the usual haggling and once more 30 million down the tubes. And in the 3 years, the city would already have a completely outdated system again. For an employer of this size and a large upgrade would clearly require more effort compared to a series of small adjustments. The fourth point and last point was the IT location and jobs in the city of Munich and in Europe. You said it, that was a very clear point for us in Munich, because in Munich we have traditionally a very strong IT place. And we know if we decide for open source software, we could get maybe, we don't know it, we could get more jobs in Munich, or we can make jobs sure. Meanwhile, Siemens and all the other big companies get rid of their jobs. So we have been sure that our decision for Microsoft had get nothing, no jobs, nothing. We have near to Munich, we have this central of Microsoft, but you won't get a job there because they only sell this software, and because we wouldn't get any job in Munich. So with the decision for open source software and all that stuff, there's a chance to get jobs in Munich and Europe. And that's a point that was very important for us. For Linux companies and the municipal office for data processing, a major task is now at hand. Not only will a city council be carefully following the system conversion, but above all, the municipal employees must be convinced with a far better system than Windows was, is, or ever will be. In the end, I will tell you some of the newest facts of the migration process. I may not tell much, as the straight details are not public. Last year, we have the decision only for to check 1 year a detailed program to change. In about 5 days now, next week, we will decide what to do at last. And we will decide, we have talked to the Social Democrats weeks before, we will decide to change to Linux and OpenOffice and Mozilla and all that stuff and open source office, open source. The basic of what you told in winter about these news was that the city departments, several city departments, have been not too happy with this decision because they have all this stress now with teaching the people and doing the programs, and they have seen in winter how many problems they will have with this decision. But for now, it's clear all city departments support the LIMUX, and that's a new name. We give this project LIMUX. All the city department supports the project now and considers the migration temporary, organizational, and technical feasible. The conversion to Linux and open source applications should be final to at the end of 2008. That might be a little bit long, but I will explain it to you. In the first step, on all 13,000 computers will be installed OpenOffice and the newest Mozilla browser on the old Windows NT 4 platform. And only that step will cost us a lot of time and money because over 7,000 Word and Excel macros have to be converted to OpenOffice. That's a chance too, because we have hundreds of macros only for holiday schedules and that stuff. So that's a really chance to get all that together and to centralize it. But it's a very hard job to do that. In a second step, the begin of this step depends on all the special conditions in each department and reaches from the begin of 2005 up to the end of 2006. Depends on each department. The normal office computers and only that computers will migrate to Linux. Of course, that is the biggest part of all these computers, but we will need a couple of years to migrate all these computers. You shouldn't forget that we have to teach about 16,000 people in the offices, and I will say the life goes on in the city. The last step is the migration of the special computers with special software on it. And that's what are the biggest problems in governments, I think. You know these normal computer programs that are not available on Linux now, that cut programs from Adobe or the special software. But we have a lot of governmental programs, especially programmed for a city like Munich or a couple of cities, like for the Gardener department, or for the only the stuff to pay out the social money to the people. So that is very special software and not available on market for Linux. And we try now to get these departments and the open source scene and together to discuss what we can do. But these companies who programmed these special software before is not said to us they won't program it for Linux now because they can't do it. So we have to find new solutions, and that will cost time till 2008 at the end. So that's now what we have to do in Munich. We will decide next week to migrate. That's the important point. And all that stuff begins in 2005. And the first department to migrate is the Green Party with its 10 computers. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.